Now it's question answer time. Now after that only we will do puja and chanting. So see what you experience this afternoon, or any doubt about your own practice, or the practice about the metta meditation. So you can pose the question. Okay, so ready?
Sorry, there's a question from the box. Okay, it reads like this. Good evening, Sayale. Excuse me, pardon me if I sound comparing. The metta method taught by Sayale is kind of different from other teachers, where I were taught to radiate metta to beings. Can't really read, but say from closed circle to far circles. May I check with Sali why choose a particular person, two or three persons in Sali's teaching? Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, so it's very common that you have doubt. The way metta I teach is to achieve jhana. The way you learn is ordinary metta, common metta. To send metta to, let's say, to close by community, right? Then gradually extend. That is after jhana. If you want to practice properly, right? In order to make the metta powerful, you need to reach jhana. So, if you without reaching jhana, you say, oh, may the community nearby me, or here Balai Pulau, here be well and happy, then gradually extend to whole Penang, to whole Malaysia, to, you know, Southeast Asia, to whole the world. The metta is not very powerful because there is no concentration. Yeah, your metta is not accompanied with concentration. So the way I teach is according to Visuddhi Magga, the path of purification. Nowadays, many people teach metta. They can simply teach one, so long you have metta. But there are two ways. One is to attain jhana, like I teach today, is with the purpose to attain jhana. And I thought I'm going to tell you the way without attaining jhana, like what you expressed just now. So you can send metta to anybody, whoever you see, oh, may you be well and happy. You can send metta to your community, you know, your neighbor, then you slowly expanding to the bigger area, from near to far. That is also okay, that's called common metta, the metta without concentration. The way I teach is with concentration. Therefore, you focus on one particular person for a long time until you attain deep concentration. After you attain deep concentration, then you change to another person, neutral person. First is respectable person, then neutral person, and see whether you can attain jhana as the way you send to respectable teacher or not, respectable person or not. If yes, then your jhana is quite good, concentration is quite good. Then later we change to enemy. If you still can attain jhana by radiating metta to your enemy, then your jhana is powerful. Then after that, we try to have same jhana toward these three persons. We call breaking the boundary. Even to yourself, to to yourself, to a respectable person, to neutral person, and to enemy, you can have the same metta, and you can attain jhana to these three types of person, then your metta is powerful. Only then, we go to sabbe sata, may all beings, may all devas, one by one we go. Without deep concentration first, then you do metta, simply say that, oh, may the neighbor be well and happy, this is very common metta only. Metta without deep concentration. Okay, nowadays most teachers teach metta without deep concentration because they may think very difficult for the yogi nowadays to attain concentration. Therefore, they teach that type of metta without hoping that yogi can attain deep concentration. Okay?
这个问题是问到说，沙利今天的教法，这位同修觉得，跟他所认识到的这个修持心的方法有一点不同，就是他所接触到的方法就是从close 从近到远，就是从自己认识的人，然后逐渐扩散到更多的这个社群，这个是他所认识的方法。但是沙利今天所教的是会比较专注，把慈心散发给特定的两三个人所以。没有说扩大。那沙利的回答是说沙利今天所教的方法主要是为了达到这个禅定的这个修法这个是根据清净道论的这个教法来修的那这个一般上假如我们一开始就把这个慈心扩大到更大的这个范围的话，是很难达到这个禅定的。然后沙利今天所教的这个方法，就是从这个我们所从自己开始然后假如能够接下去把这个慈心散发给这个我们所尊敬的人，能够达到一定的这个禅定。然后再把它就是扩展到这个我们所不认识的人中性的然后也能够修到禅定的话，我们再把它进一步把这个慈心散发给我们的这个敌人，他也能够达到禅定的话，那我们再来回来修自己的话就会假如一样的能够通过这个慈心能够达到这个禅定的话这个时候呢才把这个慈心禅更扩大到更大的这个群体这样的一种慈心禅是比较有力量的慈心禅它是跟这个禅定结合在一起修的。那因为今天可能有一些老师觉得一般的这个教法就是可能他们觉得这个慈心禅没有办法对现在的人来说是很难修到这个禅定，所以他就一下开始就是比较扩大的比较大的比较多的这个对象来修。
比较普遍的metta，比较普遍的慈心，每个人都做得到嘛。Okay, any other question? 那个 brother Fu， 你把这个，你 can bring to 去，easy for him to write。
我现在练哈，我刚刚静坐的时候，就是说我开始散播这个慈心道到第二个阶段，就是给 respect 的人的时候，那我就发现到我这个人好像这样
摇动，
有一点向前向，然后我就进，好像再进去的话，那个它就晃这样摇动，然后我就注意那个摇动过后，我又再回来，就是一直散播，所以这种做法是对的吗？
其实等一下你教英文了，好，你翻译英文，不然我这边会很乱。OK， 这个方法有时候禅修的时候呢，身体会摇啊，这个是每个人都不是说每个人了、啊，这个是很普遍都会发生的事情。为什么呢？因为禅修的时候呢，我们的这个气比较好，意道气道，因为禅修都是善意嘛，啊。安般念也好，慈心禅也好，都是善的一个意啊。这个意到了我们前身呢，因为我们，所以我们的气就会走得比较好，走得比较好，身体就会有，如果身体有什么地方比较阻塞的哈，它就开始要好像要冲破那个阻塞，所以身体开始会有一点摇动，这是很多人会面对的啊。这是因为在禅修的时候我们气走得很好的关系啊，所以你可以不用管他的，然后你还是专注的送你的慈心，啊，他慢慢的，有的人也会越摇越严重，有的人也会慢慢的就不会再有摇动了，啊，如果摇得越来越严重，就是说你身体阻塞的部分比较强，所以他这个气会带动你的身体来冲破那些阻塞的地方。但对健康来讲是好事了，啊，但是对修定来讲是一个阻挠了，啊，
那过后我也是没有注去专注在那个摇动，然后在禅定到不是禅定，就是做到一阵子的时候，他有时会好像整个人沉下来定在那边，然后有时候会好像亮了起来，亮亮亮，等下又再按一下，然后又再有偶尔一下，这样
很好啊，表示你慈心修得好啊，定是会产生光的，啊，不止安般念产生光哈，这个慈心也是会产生光的，所以如果你觉得心沉下来，就是心越来越稳定了嘛。然后因为定，所以你会觉得亮了起来，不错，你修得不错。
可是它亮不是一直亮，它亮一阵子过后，一阵子后它会暗一下，然后
因为你第一天嘛，第一天你的禅定还不是禅定，你的定还不够深嘛，所以它的光就不会一直在啊。如果连续做个十天啊，那个光就会很稳定的，但是那个光不是我们追求的东西哈。我们追求的是禅慈心，就是你的慈心散播出来，然后做得很舒服、很快乐、很喜悦，然后那个光就是一个 side product， 是一个怎么讲啊？一个跟着来的一个成果，但是那个不是我们追求的。OK，
Our sister here is asking her body is shaking when she practice metta, when she said metta to the respectable teacher. She felt that her body is moving around and shaking. So Sally answered that this is normal. When we practice metta meditations, normally the qi, don't know how to translate qi, is what's that?
Energy, the energy.
Energy.
Some sort of energy will follow your mind, because when now we concentrate our mind when we practice the metta, so the energy will will actually break. Sometimes our qi is blocked in our body, but when we practice meditations, the qi will break through the blocks, the blocking. And then what we can do is we can ignore it. Slowly our body will become stable. And although qi is, you know, the flowing of this energy is good for health, but it could be obstacles for our concentration. So we should not focus on this. Should not focus on this too much. And then our sister here also asked, she can feel the light, she can see the light when she practice metta, although not very stable. So Saleh said this is a very good sign. Jhana will generate light. But this light is not the main objective of our practice here. We should focus on the metta. Light is just a side gain.
Side product.
I want to say side effect, but not true. Yeah.
Okay, any other question?
Good evening, Sayali. Practicing metta is very new to me. I had learned Anapanasati. Sayali mentioned about a neutral person. A neutral person means, is it someone that we don't know, or is it someone that we pass by maybe once in a while, like that, that kind of people?
Okay, neutral person means someone you do not like and you do not hate. You may know them, but you don't have any feeling towards him. Neither like it nor dislike. I call neutral person.
这位师姐是问什么是中性的人，就是我们散发慈心给这个中性的。那所谓中性啊，沙利是说他就是我们不会喜欢，也不会讨厌的人哦。我们没有很特别强烈的感觉的这一些人哦，就是所谓的中性。
还有问题吗？
Sayali, regarding this metta meditation, Sayali mentioned that we focus on a person that we know or respect for the 20 minutes. Maybe for me, I never learned this before, so I tend to go back to Anapanasati. So is it okay?
Yeah, sure, of course. Of course, sure. But it's also good to practice metta bhavana every day in your life, at least 10 to 15 minutes. You can do it first 5 minutes to yourself, then another 5 minutes. Because if you do not aim to attain jhana, you can jump one. You can do certain person, then jump to another person. No? Or you can do as like a group. Nearby, the group nearby you, for example, may all sister brothers in the meditation hall, may they be well and happy. You can do as a group from near to far without thinking of attain concentration, just a good will only. Or you can do it individual person. For example, your friend sick, then you want to say metta, may he be free from mental suffering. So you learn this method, so next time you can apply in your daily life. It will come a time that you need to apply metta, to your surrounding person or to people you who hate you. Some people you may not hate them, but he hate you. That cause a lot of trouble to you. If at that time you can use, take this person, individual person. That's why you must learn how to send metta to individual, not a group. Individual, so you take this individual person who do not like you, who always cause trouble to you, and may he be free from anger, may he be free from enmity, may he be well and happy. Then you soften his or her heart. Then if he is, if he, you know, able, he's able to receive your metta, and he will change his attitude towards you. He will become much more friendly to you.
That means from the beginning until the end, also I'm supposed to focus on a person, or after 20 minutes, then I may jump to another person.
Yes, yes, if you can. Yes.
So I keep thinking of that person only and just concentrate on the goodness of that person or something about
good quality of that person, so that it's easy for you to arouse the genuine love for this person.
Okay, thank you.
Therefore, it's a must to learn. You will find it very useful in your daily life if you apply to certain person. It can, you know, make the sick person feel much more comfortable, or make the hatred person less hatred to you, and so on. Even you can send the metta to animal. So, for example, when you go hiking, a group of dog is coming around you, then you can send metta to them, soften their heart, then you are safe. Okay? Okay.
Testing. 这位师姐是问说，因为她比较不熟悉这个慈心禅的修法，所以她在修慈心禅的时候很容易就是回去修这个安般念，这个露出喜念。那师父是说这样是可以的，只是说这个慈心禅其实对我们日常生活是很有用的，所以师父是建议我们就是每一天都修这个慈心禅10到20分钟，可以从5分钟从自己开始，然后未必就是一定要依照那个次序了，我们可以去挑去其他的人，未必是要依据那个次序那就是修个10到20分钟这样。我们也可以就是散发慈心给一组人就是从近到远那我们这样的一种休息就是当有时候我们遇到比如说我们的朋友生病了我们就可以把这个慈心散发给他，然后遇到一些比如说有一些人是不喜欢我们的一些讨厌我们的人，他会让我们在生活中制造很多的这个麻烦那我们也可以修这个慈心禅我们可以愿他无敌无危险无身心的痛苦，那这样的话通过这样的一种慈心的这种散发，我们会改变他的对我们的这个态度了那所以这个慈心禅能够帮助我们就是多去思维别人这个好的这个品德别人好的这个品质那是非常非常有用的在我们的这个日常生活里面。那另外一个例子就是师父说比如说我们去爬山假如遇到这个狗这个动物它也是可以是我们这个修慈心禅的这个对象那这个也是很有帮助的。
I would like to relate one of my story, although I hate to tell it again and again. So, one time I was in the forest, I think in Borihat, at the midnight, in the midnight, I woke up because I feel very painful all over the body. So I on the light and saw many tiny ants crawling all over my body and bite me. So my skin started to become inflamed. Huh? Then I try, as a nun, we cannot kill the animals. So I try to pick up the ant one by one. But there are so many tiny ants. The more I want to pick it up, the more it stuck inside. Huh? So I know this is not the way. The only way I can do is send loving kindness meditation. So I sit up and don't care the pain the ant caused to me. I just, may all these ants be free from danger. May they be well and happy again and again. About don't know how many minutes. Most of the ant stop biting me. Except two or three, which are very slow receiver of metta, you know. So I still feel tok, like two bites, something like that. Nah. But the rest all stop biting me. And after second day, the ants still crawling here and there in my room, but never crawl on my body anymore. So I share my space with the ants. So long you don't bite me, you can stay with me, no problem. So I stay with all the ants inside my room, but they never bite me anymore. See how powerful is metta. So if you do not learn this method, I don't know how are you going to solve this problem. So that's all. Metta is the only weapon the monk have. The monk and nun have. We don't have to kill anyone. Then you can soften the enemy's heart until become friend, even with the animals, the insect, and so on.
Sifu 分享他自己的一个经验哦，就是他有一次在这个槟城的菩提新园住的时候，这个是蛮靠近这个树林的一个道场哦。那半夜的时候，师父感觉到他的身体，像有被东西咬的痛哦，然后他就发现到这个蚂蚁哦爬满他的这个身体，然后他想尝试一只一只把他这个小蚂蚁拔起来，可是发现这个是很难哦，很难不伤害到他们。所以他就散发这个慈心给这些蚂蚁，就愿这些蚂蚁无敌有危险，然后愿他们幸福和快乐。阵子过后呢，大多数的蚂蚁都不再去咬师父了，只有两三只比较收到比较慢的，收这个吸收接收率比较慢的还在咬着它。那过后呢，全部都离开了，都没有再咬师父了。第二天这些蚂蚁还是在师父的这个房间这个疗房爬来爬去，可是他们已经没有再去咬师父了，就跟师父一起和平相处在一个房间里面。所以这个慈心是出家人唯一的这个武器，他出家人是不需要用这个武器来杀害任何人，可是因为有这个慈心这个能够帮助一个人跟所有的人相处，包括这个动物。
OK, last question 啊，最后一个问题。来 here。
Sadi, pertaining to the sending metta to a sick person or our enemies, should the opposite party must same set with us?
No need. I don't think we were attached to a sick person. No need. Just think of her sickness, then you can have...
What about enemies?
Enemy also. Yeah. I don't think you will fall in love with enemy, right? So no need to care whether he's opposite sex or not. Huh?
Mm. Thank you. That's ready. Mm.
这位师姐是问，当我们播送慈心给生病的人，或者我们的敌人的时候，我们需要能够就是播送给这个同性嘛？哦，是不是说没问题的？所以不需要说只是就是不同性别也可以播送这个慈心了，给这个生病或者我们的敌人。
He got question. Last question.
Sally, want to ask pertaining to the sending metta to animal, because I met a naughty monkey before lah. And then I want to ask read out the 我愿你健康 read the word to the animal or close our eye and imagine the animal and sending the metta.
Okay. I will suggest you close the eyes. Close the eye and focus your mind and send loving kindness to the animals. If you open the eyes, you see he's so naughty, your mind get very disturbed. Your mind get very disturbed, the metta cannot arise. Especially when you meet with danger, you know, the animal that which can harm your life. If you open the eye, you become very afraid, fear, panic. Your metta stuck already, cannot say metta. So close the eye. Trust the power of metta. Important, confidence. Trust the power of metta and close the eye so that the animal that move in front of you will not disturb you, will not distract your mind. So that then you close your eye, focus your mind. May this monkey, may this naughty monkey be well and happy. May he free from enmity, free from anger. You know, may he be, happy. May he be well and so on. Then you will see the effect. Okay. Don't open the eyes. Close the eye is the best, so that your mind will not get distracted.
这位师兄是问，就是怎样散发慈心给这个动物，他遇到这个猴子，比如说他应该是闭着眼睛还是看着那个猴子来播送这个慈心，那师父是建议把眼睛闭起来，就是在遇到这个危险的时候，因为当我们 看到这个猴子的这个样子，我们可能会升起害怕，所以假如我们看着它，可能会很难升起这个慈心，所以我们应该把眼睛闭起来，就是要信任这个慈心的这个力量，然后才散发慈心给这个动物，然后散发的方法也是就是在 内心里面祝愿他无敌意无危险，愿他幸福和快乐。
Okay, so the last one I want to share is that if you learn this metta, you can help the sick person. Because many of my students, when their parents get sick or their family members, fall sick, they always ask, 师父, can you help to send metta to my sick father, sick mother, sick sister and brother, sick husband. I say that you should learn it yourself, and you, because you with your sick person, more close than me, right? So you can help them more than I can help. So why not trust your own loving kindness and send loving kindness to the sick person yourself, rather than always asking help from others. Try to be independent, trust the power of metta, and do it yourself. That's the best way, I suggest. Don't always rely on the teacher to help you. Okay?
师父有时候会就是有一些佛友会要请求师父散发慈心给那一些生病的人，比如说那个人的父母、他的兄弟姐妹、他的伴侣生病了，他会请求师父帮忙播送这个慈心。可是师父是说其实我们应该学习怎样去散发这个播送这个慈心给这一些生病的人我们自己要去做不要就是只是想到要师父啦还是别人去帮忙我们去做。
This is the reason I teach you how to do. You just focus on the sick person, then close the eye. May he or she be free from physical suffering again and again, again and again. The way is very easy.
这个就是为什么师父要教导我们修这个慈心禅，我们自己要学习到怎样去做的时候，我们就可以去做，就是把眼睛闭起来，就是从内心里面希望这个人希望他能够远离这个身体的这个痛苦。
Okay, that's all for today. Then we will do puja.